Reporting for KEOM Student Voices, this is Alejandra Torres from West Mesquite High School. Every school district in Texas has a dress code policy, some strict and non-negotiable, others less, but with stipulations on what kids can't wear. However, they have some things in common. Boys may face more scrutiny in some districts, while girls do in others. 9 out of 32 DFW districts do not allow boys to have facial hair. Among those are Mesquite, Plano, and Louisville, which require clean shaves, while Allen and Rockwall allow facial hair if the boy is well-groomed. Of the 32 districts in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, only a few allow facial piercings or unnatural hair colors. The majority do not allow them. Schools with uniforms require students to wear a polo shirt and casual slacks in neutral colors. A few districts say shoelaces must be tied. Garland in Dallas and Mesquite ISDs are ones that think flapping shoelaces are a safety issue. The school districts that don't require uniforms require the clothes to be school appropriate and say that the girls can wear anything shorter to the knee and can't wear tank tops unless they have 2 to 3 inch wide straps. School districts have different rules about hair. More than 60% of the DFW school districts don't allow students to color their hair any unnatural colors. The remaining 40% had no problem with it as long as it wasn't distracting. This includes Plano and Duncanville. Most of the school districts don't allow facial piercings. Mesquite joined Denison, Keller, and Fort Bend ISDs in allowing males to wear earrings. Dress codes are as old as school districts. In the 16 and 17s, the issues were girls wearing knee-length skirts. They weren't allowed to wear pants. Reality is, students will always have some code to adhere to. This story was written by Hugo Alvarado and Eric Rivera from West Mesquite High School. For Student Voices, I'm Alejandra Torres.